Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, man. It's usually, you know, you've got like the one or two national days. Today, we have five national days. It's insane. Actually, one of them's an international day. So that's like counts as like six, I think. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, February 11th. I'm Russ. And here's what you need to know about today. Hey, I forgot to drop in the year there. It's 2021. And you know, it's no longer 2020. And so I feel like I should celebrate every day that it's not then. Okay. Five various events for today. This is awesome. It is International Day of Women and Girls in Science Day today. It's also National Clean Out Your Computer Day. That's an exciting one, isn't it? It's National Guitar Day today. So maybe, you know, you could pick up a new hobby. It's National Inventors Day today. Yeah, well, it's because it's Thomas Edison's birthday. And it's National Make a Friend Day today. Yeah, so you've got five different things to choose from there. Let's see, which one should I pick here? I'm going to say Make a Friend Day. Yes. Hi, friend. How are you? We could do that whole Mad Libs thing that I did on Monday and pretend like we're talking to each other. You know, I could be like, just say your name. Hey, how you been? You know, we could all do that whole bit where you just say your name and it feels like I'm talking to you, but I don't know if that'll quite work out. Anyway, yes. So celebrate one of those days today. Maybe you can invent something or, you know, have your daughter concentrate a little more on science. Maybe I'll talk a little more on science today. No, I won't, looking at my events. I do have one kind of weird, crazy event coming up. So I'm going to break right now because I want to tell you about that. So stay tuned and we'll be back right after this. Since you listen to this podcast, I'm pretty sure that you like documentaries. Yes, you like science, history, technology. If you do, well, you definitely want to check out Curiosity Stream, and you can do so by clicking the link in the description. Yes, click the link in the description and you will have access to thousands of documentaries all on demand. You can watch them anytime and anywhere. Just click on the link in the description. All right, and welcome back. You know, I've been wondering over the last few days here if Boofer from Can't Win for Losing has recovered from the Super Bowl yet. It's Thursday now, so hopefully he has. The new podcast of Can't Win for Losing is out tomorrow. And when I say recovered, I don't mean from drinking. I mean from betting. I don't know. I can't wait to find out. I am at the edge of my seat, Boofer and Gabby, trying to figure that out. So, can't wait for the podcast. It comes out on Fridays, so I will check that out tomorrow. All right, let's take a look at our events for today. On this day in 1979, 43 million people watched Elvis. Wait, you're thinking Elvis wasn't alive in 1979? No, he wasn't alive in 1979. How could they be watching Elvis on ABC? What? No. It was a movie. It was a made-for-TV movie. And here's the weird, crazy thing. Okay, you know the movie Halloween, right? John Carpenter was the director of that. Well, he directed this made-for-TV movie about Elvis. I thought that was a little odd. And then I saw that Kurt Russell played Elvis. I thought that was kind of cool. Actually, it focused on the life of the king. It was a Dick Clark production. It was filmed in over 150 locations and shot over 30 days. Priscilla Presley, well, she had kind of a role in this. She was actually checking the script for accuracy. She was paid $50,000 just for checking the script. That's a job that I wouldn't mind to have. Now, here's the thing. The person that played Priscilla, right? Now, I mentioned that Kurt Russell was Elvis. Well, the person that played Priscilla, became his wife. Yeah, they got engaged. Now, they did get married. And of course, you know, as with every marriage I talk about on this show, it seems, they got divorced in 1983. But check this out. The other thing about this and a connection to Kurt Russell, well, Vernon Presley was Elvis's dad. But check this out. Well, you know what? Bing Russell, who is Kurt Russell's real dad, played Vernon Presley in this movie. So it was a real family affair, I guess you'd say, this movie back in 1979. In 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison. Wait, you're thinking, what? No, he died in prison. I guess that's going to be a theme for all my stories here. No, that, my friends, is the Mandela effect. Yeah, so you're not the only one with that memory that Nelson Mandela had been dead already and didn't come out of prison after 27 years. It's a whole thing. If you've never heard of the Mandela effect, you want to check this out. It's really interesting. It's false memories, which oddly can sometimes be shared by multiple people. So other examples of this is the Berenstain Bears. Okay. There's an alternate spelling to that that people remember, and they remember seeing it. They also remember seeing some other things in the Fruit of the Loom logo. They also, and this is a weird one, many people have a false memory of the existence of the movie called Shazam, starring Sinbad as a genie that was released in the 90s. That movie never actually existed. Now, there's actually a movie in the works called Shazam. So maybe it was just foreshadowing. I don't know. But the whole false belief thing is very strange. All right. In 1993, on this date, Janet Reno was selected by Clinton as the U.S. Attorney General. Now you're thinking she was dead. No. She was alive. What did she do while in office? Well, yeah, she actually oversaw the Waco siege, the Microsoft violation of the Sherman Act, the capture and conviction of Ted Kaczynski, Timothy McVeigh, Terry Nichols, the Centennial Olympic Park bombing, and of course, the seizure and armed seizure and capture of six-year-old Elian Gonzalez. That's an interesting thing to look up. I've seen several documentaries on that. He was buds with Fidel Castro later in life and kind of took him on as like a grandpa. It was interesting stories that you can hear about little Elian Gonzalez from back then. In 2006, here's another one. Yes, Dick Cheney accidentally, yes, this is vice president, accidentally shot his friend in a hunting accident. I believe, and I did plenty of research, I think he was the only vice president to shoot a friend. Harry Whittington was the friend that he shot. He was 78 years old, and they were quail hunting in Texas. Yeah, Harry, after this whole incident, had a heart attack, had like some really difficult times there after this. But guess what? He's still alive and kicking. He's all good. He actually said later that he wasn't really that close of a friend and more of an acquaintance of Dick Cheney. I guess, you know, I can only imagine if he was a friend, what he would have done. It's probably better to be just an acquaintance. Cheney, according to the Washington Post, has never publicly or privately apologized for shooting him. You know, I guess it's a little awkward. In 2012, American singer and actress Whitney Houston died at the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel at the age of 48. She was submerged in a bathtub. Houston's death was caused by drowning and the effects of heart disease and cocaine use. I still remember hearing this news. It was just so sad and tragic. It was the day of an awards show, and they had awards planned for that night. So she was supposed to be there. That's why she was there. And none of that happened. And they turned a big party into a tribute. It was a tough day. It's like one of those news stories where you're like, oh, wow, I just cannot believe it, especially just her at the age of 48. Such an amazing singer. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. As I mentioned, Thomas Edison was born on this day in 1931. He invented basically everything. Sheryl Crow is 59. Sarah Palin is 57. Natalie Dormer is 39. Burt Reynolds was born on this day in 1936. He passed away in 2018. Kelly Rowland is 40. Taylor Lautner is 29. And Jennifer Aniston is 52. Oh, one more here. Leslie Nielsen. He was born on this day in 1926 and passed away in 2010. That's your look at February 11th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.